So Aaron Donald with us here now. He is the MVP of this team. He is the best player on this particular roster, and he joins us now. George Sedano, Mina Kimes on ESPN LA. So what is it like to just be in training camp, I think? That's like the question I want to ask you first.
I'm tired. But no, it's good to be here with the guys grinding. Back at work, you know. Time consuming for sure, you know. Early meetings, you know, long meetings. So just get back in the groove, you know, keep making sure I keep my body fresh, but at the same time, getting good working. So,
Aaron, this is a very deep team with not a lot of holes and not a lot of uncertainty, but one of the few departures on the team was Sue leaving. So there are some questions about on the defensive line. Who should Rams fans look to in the preseason? Will there be some competition there?
We got Sebastian. He's been doing real good. Big guy that's been doing great in camp. And Greg been doing good, too, the rookie. So the guy's been showing up every day on film at practice, getting better each day. So, you know, I feel confident in the guys we got here and what I've been watching thus far, you know, how they've been competing, how they've been working. They've been making plays in the backfield, so I'm excited about that. And, you know, I'm going to keep trying to push them guys just like they're trying to push me to, you know, keep getting each other better. So,
how does that role change? You're a veteran now. You know, like, how does the role of leader work in your particular group now?
Just let them see how I go. You know, they know I got the work ethic and just about, you know, the success I have and the body of work I put in, you know, that they just already going to gravitate to that. So just showing them how it's supposed to be done. And, you know, they know they can ask me anything. I'm here to ask them questions. They need it. You know, they see something on film. They don't know how they should play it, and they just ask me, and I'm trying to teach them and trying to explain to them. So it's just more, you know, being that guy for them when they need it.
All right, so give me a non-football question that they're asking you about. They're like, yo, vet, like, how do I deal with this? Like, give me a fun, funny one.
I don't know. They usually just ask, you know, everybody want a six-pack now since I got a six-pack. So everybody want to know what I eat, you know, what I eat, what I drink, how I sleep. I just do normal stuff. I just work hard, so.
You're posting those pictures. I don't think we've seen one lately.
I might post one after practice because I got a nice little workout after. So I might
there you go.
Yeah, you got to get that water weight out before you post the picture. Listen, you heard them chanting MVP. We've been talking about the NFL 100 a little bit. Obviously, we have not gotten to you. I think we won't for a bit. What's it going to take for a defensive player to win MVP in this league?
I don't know. You know, we just got to keep playing.
What more can you do?
I don't know.
I mean, you had 20-something, you had 20 and a half sacks last year.
I ain't had no touchdowns, so okay. I ain't did enough. So, you know, you vote for it, and it happens how it happens. You just can't worry about that. Just play the game and trying to play it at a high level and see what happens. So,
I mean, you weren't in training camp the last couple of years, and you're here now. So, my guess is and correct me if I'm wrong, it took you a little bit, right? Like, just to kind of get back into the swing of things,
It took me about four games.
Right.
The last 2 years, you know, you were in great shape. It's just more, you know, you're timing down with your moves,
right,
reaction, trusting your eyes when you see things, just the speed of the game. So I've been saying, you know, me being in camp now and getting this right away, you know, it should be a faster start. So this should be my best year yet coming.
So this year, 25 sacks is what you're telling me.
We're going to see. Hopefully, we're going to see.
Let's talk about the defense for a little bit. You know, I think something that's lost when we think about the Super Bowl is what an incredible performance this defense put up. And defense that kind of got better in some ways as the season went along, because sometimes the points during last season, the run defense wasn't as good as what you guys wanted it to be. How do you see the unit improving this year?
You know, just being more gap sound. You know, we got a new defensive line coach, Coach Henny. You know, he's been on us, you know, working us hard, making sure that, you know, we our technique where it needed to be as far as, you know, gap sound and pass rush moves and things like that. So when you got great coaches and you bring great talent in and you keep building off what you already been building off, you know, you can't worry about what you did last year. You just build off the things you did right and trying to, you know, make it look a little better. So, you know, I think we got a great group with great coaches. And, you know, I'm confident going into this season. I'm excited. And, you know, this year will be a better year than what we did last year. So,
speaking of great coaches, what's Wade like now after, you know, being with him for a couple of years?
Oh, he's great. You know, he's definitely a laid-back coach, but, you know, he's a coach that's confident and he's made sure that he's going to put his players in great positions. So, come game time and come time to be on the field, you're going to have success. You know, that's the best thing about playing with a coach like that. He let his players play. You know, he trusts you. What you see, if you see you can jump out of a gap and make a play, he trusts you to do that. As long as you make the play, you know, he's going to give you that freedom to do it, and that's the best thing when you got a coach like that.
Not only is he a great defensive coordinator, but I feel like his Twitter game is pretty strong, too. Whenever he does decide to go, he cuts for the to the white meat. You know what I mean?
I always hear about his Twitter. I don't really be on Twitter that much, but yeah, I always hear about Wade's Twitter all the time. So,
are you still training with knives?
I ain't training with knives this all season. I work with Pootie, the guy with the knives, did some hand stuff, but you know, wasn't with the knives this year. So.
Those weren't real knives, though.
No, right? they wasn't real knives. They
still terrifying.
It still hurt when it hit you, though. I told people, it hit me on the side of my face. It still hurt, but it ain't no real knife. I wouldn't be here right now because he did. When you see the video, he stabbed me in my head. I would have been bleeding out.
Did you do anything different this off season?
Yeah, I did a lot of things. You know, working. I got the opportunity to. You know, Von Miller had a pass rush summer this year. I got to work out, go down there and pick from them guys' brains and work with some great players and learn from them guys and see how they think when it comes to football. So doing things like that and working my technique and trying to clean up things and learning new pass rush moves from, you know, guys like Weir and things like that, you know, definitely going to help me to take my game to that much of a high level. And like I said, Coach Henney, the defensive line coach we got here now, been working with that guy a lot and trying to pick from his brain and you know, sitting down and talking to him and learning from what he's trying to teach me. So I'm definitely excited about the season.
Well, I think that going to the preseason, no one expects to see you. Nobody expects to see any of, you know, the starters really. But give us, like, who are some guys who we will see to look out for, to be excited about?
I want y'all to just watch and see. You know, y'all going to see these guys and they're going to make their name for themselves and then y'all going to get to know them like that. So y'all just tune in and watch and y'all see these guys making a lot of plays. And you're going to be like, who's this guy? And you're going to get to know them soon. So y'all going
to
see.
So when last year, when Sean decided to not play you guys, I mean, look, I thought it was brilliant, right? Like, why, you know, there's an old adage that Bruce Smith used to say, like, Coach, I got about 1,000 plays in me. You can waste them in practice and in preseason. You can waste them during the games, right? So I like the fact that he kind of saved you guys. My guess is guys on other teams were probably like, yo, like, what's up with that, right? Like, they were probably excited and maybe jealous, right?
Well, the best thing about McVay, you know, he's going to make sure you're working. You know, he's going to work us, but he's going to take care of us. He's going to make sure your body's right. Come September, you're ready to play the game in the regular season. So we're getting great work. You know, we got scrimmages coming up, so we're going to get the preseason is going to be against these scrimmages we're going to have. And, you know, we still compete and playing at a high level, but at the same time, he's going to make sure that come game time, you know, week one, you know, we're ready to go and we're going to be healthy and fresh, so.
You know, on that front, I think something people underestimate about a team that makes a Super Bowl run is you play more football than other teams in the NFL. So when it comes to load management, that's something that you have to struggle through. Do you feel like that's going to affect the team in any way? Or I guess you personally, will you feel that in any way? And you've been hearing about this 18-game season. is that a no for you?
Hey, this is a physical sport, man. 16 games is good. You got, you know, the playoffs and things like that. So I think 16 is just right.
Well, and they said that they would, you know, they could do the 18 games, but capping each individual player at 16, that just seems crazy because then you're really playing a game of chess.
Yeah. You know, 16, we good at 16. That's what I'm going to say.
There he is, Aaron Donald, the MVP of your Los Angeles Rams for this year on the Sedano Show on ESPN LA. Thanks for hanging out, Aaron. Appreciate it. There he is, Aaron Donald.